Welcome to 600 Main, a historical bed and breakfast and Victorian tea room. This colonial gem stands as a historical threshold right on the center of Main Street, welcoming you into downtown Toms River. This house was constructed in 1898 and is recognized as outstanding colonial revival architecture. Later on, the house became the estate of Captain Thomas A. Mathis. Mathis was known as a master mariner and local political leader. Mathis and his wife, Helen S. Steelman, purchased the house with his brother-in-law, Majah Leon Berry, and his sister-in-law, Edna Steelman, in 1912. Vicki Wise, the current innkeeper at 600 Main, shares her hidden gems that can be found within the walls of this beautiful piece of history.
Hi, welcome to 600 Main Street. My name is Vicki Wise, and I'm the innkeeper for this lovely bed and breakfast. This house is on the historic register as the Thomas A. Mathis Berry Home. It was constructed 122 years ago in 1898 by Thomas Mathis, who the Mathis Bridge is known for. The Mathis Bridge is the bridge as you go over to all these seaside beaches. This 8,500 square foot mansion was built for Mr. Mathis's one son and his wife, where they lived here for nearly 60 years. During the two couples' occupancy, the house was the scene of many elegant dinners and parties. By the time Mathis bought 600 Main, he had already served the state and its residents in the civic roles for nearly a decade. He was appointed to the New Jersey State Senate in 1909 and went on to be reelected for half a dozen more terms, rising to become Republican Majority Leader, then president of the state Senate in 1929. In 1931, he was appointed Secretary of State of New Jersey and served that position until 1941. Through all that time, he was the kingpin of the Republican Party politics in Ocean County. Today, this piece of history not only adds a picturesque view of colonial architecture, but it is a five-star bed and breakfast and Victorian tea room, as well as host showers, meetings, and special occasions.